Begin the current dev, Mesechlis Yuma, Dev Yud Beis, begin Amenal, begin the Tzvei Master, begin the Gemara, Yushalayim L'Nishchak L'Shpatim. Yushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes. Now, Tzvei Tzvei, it's a wonder, because the Perkei Zemukayim and Amirin, the Gemara Zavachim Nafnan Gimel Beis tells us that the Karen Drem is Mizrachis, that the corner of the southeast of the Mizbech, L'Hoy L'Yisayid, we know famously, did not have a foundation. The reason of Yish L'Hoy B'Chalik Shatayif, because it was not in the portion of Tayif, which is a reference to Binyamin, like a Zayif, Tayif, that was the animal of that is portrayed for that of Binyamin. So it says Taisa, again, if that's the case, well, that makes sense according to the one who says that Yerushalayim was divided, and therefore this was not part of Sheva Binyamin's portion. But Laman, the Melanes Chal, according to the one that our Taisa Mas is going on, that it was not divided, and what's the difference at other places in Mizbech? How do you say? Mizrach Hashem is Lahayla, he said, and that the southeast and have a corner, a foundation. What's the difference? It has nothing to do with Sheva Binyamin, because Sheva Binyamin didn't have the rights anyway, according to that Mandama. And it says to Yisrael, that's known that, so you're right. Historically, it was different, it would be according to that Mandama. That actually was Yisrael from all the sides, which you might say, okay, maybe they contend regarding historically what was the facts. No, sometimes you can't say that. Why? Because if that would be the case, then when it says in the Pasuk, Yisrael Mizbech HaElo, that where should you spray specifically with certain karban? This has to be by the foundation of the Mizbech HaElo, referring to the Mizbech HaChitzin. So it says, what would you do with that? Because the mashma, that sounds like, okay, Sheesh Lid and Oisib, welcome Sheesh Lai. You have to spray it specifically in the place where there is a Yisrael. Machal Dekaduchtud Lahay Yisrael. That sounds like there are places that didn't have a Yisrael. So back to the question. Why was there no Yisrael according to the Manda Amar, that Yishlaim was not in Schak Lishvatim by the Dremes Mizrachas? Yes, Taiz, there's something you could say is Halchi Gemiri. Now with Halach Mesh Mesinai. Shall I ask you, Yisrael Mizrachas Dremes, that we shouldn't make Yisrael. Mizrachas Dremes, Kedasalik, says the Pasim Debra Yamim, Hakal Baksav, everything was written, it was divinely ordained what should be. And you're right, it's not because of the reason that it wasn't Bechelka Shaltaiz. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Hadak Kracham, Hadak Farm. Oh, here is talking by shuls and cities, which, oh, that's not going to have the Halacha as a bias. Hadak Farm, here we're talking about by villages. Says Taiz, L'chayra, seemingly, Tabai Krabana Mukilahu. That these two brises, which we resolve in the contradiction, is it Shulchayv, is it Pater, is it, does it have a Thomas Nega or not, that both brises are going like Drabanan, and that is, even the Drabanan who say that it's going to be Pater, and it's going to be Tar, well, that was specifically told by a Shul in the Krach. But by Kfar, oh, they would agree that it would have a Lacha like a Bais. And Taisa proves this. Because the E, if you would think that both brises, meaning, that's not the Machlikas Rabbanan, because that was the first answer of the Gemara. And if you would think to say that this third teret, the both brides are going like a mayor, and can that be the case, then Kivin the Ibayisema comment, then since the first Ibayisema, which was the second answer of the Gemara that differentiates if it has a base deer or not, between the Chemezos or not, E to be the Rabban Mukilo, the Gemara explained they're both like Rabbanon, which, yeah, that you're going to be Potter, but if there's a base deer, you're going to be Chayv. So then, Vahashtim Mukitam Ekremeyev, so if you're saying the third answer of the Gemara, which is called the second Ibayisema, you're going to say both brides are going like Rameyam, and we're just Mechal between the Krach and the Kfar. Abel Emem, the Gemara should have said this. If you want to say a third answer, either the Rameyam, both like Rameyam, but there's my Krach and Kfar. Sometimes you didn't say that. Sounds like we're continuing from the theme of the first Ibayisema, which is going like Rabban. But another point Taisa says, you have to say that this that would differentiate between a shul and a village, and that of a city is like Rabban. Because if we explain like Rameyam, that he differentiated between a krach and a kfar. That even Rameh holds that, yeah, basically that's going to have a Thomas Negram is only by a kfar, but by krach not. So then Rabban who disagree with him, and they hold that it's tar. But that would mean to say that even by a village, they hold the shul is going to be tar. Oh, well, then kipark, like I'm going to ask later on, with the kfar, me, metam, megram, is that really so? Like we gave this answer that a village, the shul is really metam, megram. I, metam, when the braisa, lachuza, machula, it says lachuza. And the Gemara proves that a shul does not have a Thomas Negayim. What's the question? Let me say, I hear Rabbanahi. Say that that's Rabban who said tar by a shul even of a village. Rather, obviously, that this difference between the village and the city is like Rabbanan. It's coming to even according to Rabbanan, only by a krach is going to be tar, but not by a village. And that's what they want to remember. Right? So you see, even a shul of a village is going to be tar. But since this is a betamily, it's a wonder to me. Imkin, if so, it's the case, like we just established, that this answer of Hadik Racham of the Kfarim is going like the Rabbanon. So it comes up, Lugdei Dremei Rabbanon, but the Racham. So what are they disagreeing about? By the shul of a city. That is, over there, what would the halacha be? Would it be that it's going to have a tum or not? Because by a Kfar, even the Rabbanon agree that it will have. Then my parach su Rabbi Yehuda. So what does the Gemara ask from Rabbi Yehuda? Dama that he says ani lishamati el makam mikdash. He says no, I only heard what's tar from nega. Here's the place of the base of mikdash itself. But the shuls, even of a krach like Yerushalayim, he's having tumas negayim. What's the question? The Bekrei Meir is relay. Maybe he holds like your mayor that holds that a shul of a city, because as we're explaining, holds that over there it's going to have a tumas negayim. So what are you asking? Maybe it's like your mayor. But kashli, another difficulty says Tais I have is al karch mitavai pach. Most definitely, that the Gemara's question, what it brings from the Braisa, is asking for both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says that Yerushalayim is tar from the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds on the Mokam Mikdash. The Gemara is stressing on that of Rabbi Yehuda, that specifically from Mokam Mikdash, but the Shuls will have Tumas Negayim. Obviously, Taisa says that the Nemilsa de Tanakama Nam Medayik. They're also asking from the inference of the words of Tanakama, which is Yerushalayim Dafke in the Metama. Oh, specific Yerushalayim. That's not going to have Tumas Negayim. But a regular shul and a regular base of medrash, even that of a city would have a tumah. And, well, that's difficult. We said it's going to be tar. The Bekain, so if that's the case, Kimishani. When the Gemara answers, oh, okay, I'll answer. Ema Mokam Makudish Babad. Rebut is not difficulty. He doesn't mean Mokam Mikdash, he means Mokam Makudish, which would mean that, yeah, even a shul in the krach like Yerushalayim is going to be tar. He's still a difficulty where he's saying Yerushalayim is not Matam in the Gaim. Sounds like but a shul would be Tami. So, Elakach, rather says this, obviously, Mishamacha the Pach Matanakama. I'll tell you why they didn't ask from Matanakama. Because the Matzah, no, you could answer, and this is all based on Tais's, what he's trying to ask, because Reb Meir is really. Because you could say, what do you mean? I was a Reb Meir that says that a shul will have to miss the Gaim. Sim Cain, so that's what Tais is betressing his point. So, the Buddha Namel Shan Haka. So, Buddha should also say the same thing. Then he held the Grim Mayor, so what are you asking from you? So, first Taisa says, regarding the second point of the Tanakhama, he says, okay, Mi Hola Kasha, but the truth is, it's not difficult. It's not the way I assumed in my heart. I mean, this is the Tanakhama Lekal Medik Midi, you can't really infer anything from the Tanakhama to ask from Tanakhama, because this that he says, you could actually say, to infer Habatik and his wisdom just Mitam, that, oh, basically, is Mitam, and we're saying, no, it's going to be Tar. No. The Dimanaka Yushalayim, maybe the reason why they picked Yerushalayim was Afagav the Likadisha Kulahai, even though it's not so sanctified. Come on, but again, this is Bandra Joshua coming on. And for many things, for many ideas, basically, this makes it more sanctified than that of the whole of Yerushalayim. And even so, it's not going to have to miss Nagayim. But Kol Shekain, but again, this is Bandra Joshua, and for sure, but again, this is Bandra Joshua. And that's why they weren't asked when Tanakama, because no, Tanakama agrees that it will be considered as a bias to have the Tumas Nagayim. Mihu Hakasha, what was difficult was a my part of my Yehuda. So he says, but what was the question of Yehuda? Maybe he holds a great mayor that holds that but the conceits of a city is Matame. Yerushalayim says, what you could say is that Kibin Lehuskushim Tanam de Pligi Baham Mil Sikim Remeir Rebihuda, since Lamaisi, you don't find any Tanam disagreeing about this. Besides that of Remeir and Rebihuda, who they said they had this discussion before. Remeir was quoted before as talking about a basic necessity being Chayb Mezuzah, and Yehuda, by Mokka Mikdash, He was saying, but the Knesset is another time in the Gan. They were only two mentioned. So Mistama, this is the main idea, crux of Taisa's answer. So Mistama about Pulkid Remehu Rabbi Yehuda. We can presume, as it is throughout Shas, that the dispute over here, by both of them, it says Tanakam and Rabbanan. Doesn't say who they are. But we could assume that the Machlekes was between Remehu and Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, Vayin Rabbanan, the Brais Lel. And that's the Rabbanan of the previous Braisa that they were disagreeing on Remehu, and they says no. Basically, that's going to be tar from the Goyim. You know who that is? That's Rabbi Yehuda, because we don't find anyone else but Rabbi Yehuda who disagree regarding this. It comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shul's not Matam Goyim, and that's what the Gemara is asking on him. He himself says, only the Makam Mikdash is not Matam Goyim, it sounds like, but the shul's are Matam Goyim. That's a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Gemara's question. And also about Pulkin Rabbi Yehuda, Remeir. Who's the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda? It's Remeir. So the Gemara couldn't have asked from the Tanakhama who says, Yerushalayim is not Matam Goyim, it sounds like, but the shul's are Matam Goyim. What do you mean? It's the Chacham who said that shul's are tar. And that's not a question, because the Tanakhama is Remeir, who he's disputing Rabbi Yehuda. I already said that Remeir is Matame, but the skin is the government different. That's why it wasn't a question from the Tanakhama. So next says the master begins with the Gemara, like Mefugi. So what are they disagreeing about? So Tais explains why the Gemara asked the question only over here. So he says, Bishlami Kar Gabasal Gudaydach, could understand that originally when we thought Rabbi Yehuda Makom Mikdash Dafka Kama, that what he was saying is not Matama the Gram, was specifically the Makom of the Beis Hamikdash, but the rest of Yisrael being Matame. So Ikel Neima, the Pligimah, we could have explained, we would understand what the dispute was about. Because Tanikama Saba, the Tanikama held called Yisrael being Matama the Gram. Yeah, all Yisrael being Matama the Gram. Shem the Kedisha, as we found this theme in the previous days, Shem the Kedisha, Achilles called Shem Kalamai. So Shem, Yisrael has certain sanctity. Since the Yerushalayim is designated for Kachem, you eat Shlamim over there and all those. So the Hashem is considered your inheritance. It's like Hashem's property, not yours. So therefore, it's not going to have the Tum of Negaim. But you decide, he held no. Dafka Mokka Mikdash. Place the Beis Mikdash. That's the divine camp. Lachil is Kachem for eating the holiest types of Kabbalahs. Abi Shlamim and Tam, Yerushalayim would have Tumma. But Kachem would have the Jewish. And yeah, as the Havamin had it, for sure, but it's the Beis Mikdash. We have Tumma's Negaim. Of a hashtag, but now they were saying that's what the Gemara is asking over here. Now they're saying the Biyudama, he says, "Ani lishem adi emokam mukudish mubad." Ubechlal zeh yesh kamei kein batik, and this is mendrash. It's not just about the Beis Hamikdash, but every shul in Beis Hamikdash had the exemption to the laws of Tumas Negayim. So then, and this is the time of Tanikam, and Mishum Yerushalayim Kedush Lachiz Kashim Kav Ma'aser Sheni. So then, if the reason of the Tanikam would be as we would have explained in the Havimina, that oh, the reason why the whole Yerushalayim does not have Tumas Negayim is because it's sanctified for the eating of Kashim Kav Ma'aser Sheni. So then, the Yehuda should not have said the wording, oh, I disagree, I hold Ela Makom HaKodesh, only a holy place. What do you mean? That's the basis of the Tanakhama's reasoning also, that it depends on the Makom HaKodesh, which is Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's Tarfon the God. So what should be the responding, oh, only Makom HaKodesh I hold is going to be. But that's the same Tanakhama saying. That's what they're going to have to say, the Pligim of Sakriti, that they obviously disagree about something else. That's what they're going to ask. But my commitment, what is it that they're agreeing about, which the Gemara ultimately says a different shot, which is that regarding Yerushalayim was in the Schach or not.